Regarding the issue of abortion, those who are against it consider the process the killing of innocent babies, while those who support it refer to it as a women's health issue. Let's focus on the second part, because if it is indeed a women's health issue, then a new report reveals that in many states, including New Jersey, the abortion process endangers a woman's life. If a general practitioner or surgeon operated a practice like some detail in this report, many of those abortion supporters would demand that that doctor be shut down. The report is called Unsafe, How the Public Health Crisis in America's Abortion Clinics Endangers Women. Here to share the results is staff attorney with Americans United for Life, Deanna Wallace. How are you today, Deanna?
I'm doing well, thank you.
And you can find this report at unsafereport.org. The website for Americans United for Life is AUL.org. And when I guess titles mean everything, and certainly this is an appropriate title in this report, Unsafe, because this report names the names and details the medical crimes perpetrated on women, and it definitely, Deanna, is there are many abortion clinics. Many people thought that Kramer Gosnell in Philadelphia was the worst of the worst. He's unfortunately got some competition.
Absolutely. You know, Gosnell was not an aberration. He is the norm in an industry that is desperate to avoid any meaningful regulation or oversight. And that's what we wanted to show with this report. So we looked at hundreds of state reporting violations and deficiency reports from state health inspectors, media reports, even court cases about malpractice, in order to try to give people just a snapshot of what these clinics look like.
And what's classified as the least protective states, I'll go from number 10 to number 1, Hawaii, Massachusetts, Connecticut, New York, Nevada, Oregon, New Jersey is the fourth least protective, Vermont, California, they moved up from 4 to 2. And for the eighth year in a row now, Washington State, the least protective state regarding abortion. What does that classify as far as what does least protective mean in this connotation?
So what we look at is a variety of different life-related legislation. A lot of it does have to do with abortion, but it's not just abortion. We also look at bioethics, end-of-life issues. But primarily, when we're looking at abortion legislation, we're looking for informed consent, parental notification laws, reporting requirements that make sure that clinics are being inspected, and definitely things like partial birth abortion bans, ultrasound requirements, things like that.
I wanted to have you on to bring this out because, well, first and foremost, New Jersey is one of the least protective states. But then I'm reading the report, and I came up to the story of a teen named DB who back in 2010, she was 21 weeks pregnant, and Dr. Nicole O'Reilly, in an attempt to do an abortion, perforated DB's uterus, damaged her bowel, and rather than calling for an ambulance, which DB's mother was pleading for, get ready for this, for you listening, this began in the Voorhees, New Jersey abortion chamber, and the doctor, another doctor, Dr. Stephen Brigham, not licensed to perform abortion in New Jersey after 18 weeks, by the way, transported the DB through Delaware across the Maryland border, where he was also not licensed, and where DB was subsequently seriously injured by Riley. You read these things, and it's like, is it just out of sheer greed that these doctors perpetrate what they perpetrate?
I think that's definitely part of it. Any regulations that are put on them take away from their body bottom line. So whether it's having to file reports, having to have licensed staff, all of those things start to eat away at their profit margin. And we have to remember that however kindly the media and liberals paint abortionists, they are not these charitable people that are doing this out of the goodness of their heart. This is a business. This is a profit-driven industry when we're talking about abortion.
And you mentioned, too, legislation and overseeing bodies don't always help the cause either, because it took 4 years for the New Jersey Board of Medical Examiners to find Brigham guilty of a whole bunch of counts. And the board concluded Brigham engaged in the unlicensed practice of medicine in Maryland, noted that every patient treated in New Jersey by Dr. Brigham was placed in harm's way by his illegal practice. It took them 4 years to deal with that.
It did. And, you know, Brigham is actually featured multiple times in our Unsafe report. He has his own section because not only did he do this in Maryland, he did this in other states too. He had a long history as a circuit riding abortionist. So he goes around to all sorts of different abortion clinics throughout the states and shows a complete lack of regard for women's health and safety. He has lost his clinic or his license to practice law in several states. I believe it's six. And it took years and years for him to be finally not able to perform abortions anymore.
So Deanna Wallace, who's a staff attorney with Americans United for Life, about their report, Unsafe, How the Public Health Crisis in America's Abortion Clinics Endangers Women, which you can read for yourself and download a copy at unsafereport.org. Website for Americans United for Life is AUL.org, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. It's challenging to go into so many of the details of the report, but when you just look at the topics of the report, the practice and it's not just individual practices, it's Planned Parenthood organizations as well, doing things like failing to ensure a safe and sanitary environment, failing to properly train staff, using expired medications, medical supplies, failing to adopt and follow health and safety protocols. Who's protecting these people for this to go on? And the doctor there, Kermer Gosnell in Philadelphia, these people do this for decades sometimes.
Absolutely. That was one of the most disturbing things that came out with the whole Gosnell situation, was that because abortion is seen as this political issue, the governors in Pennsylvania and the health department chose not to go and inspect clinics, even though Pennsylvania had some really good health and safety regulations on the books. They chose not to enforce them because they didn't want to get involved in a political issue. Because of their lack of oversight, Gosnell went under the radar for 16 years.
Wow, and speaking of Pennsylvania, even with all that legislation, your report has the state-by-state breakdowns of the Medical Associates, OBGYNs, and Planned Parenthood chapters, and those who are falling short. And if you look section by section, Pennsylvania has the longest lists. And it might be or if they're not the longest, they're close second to Florida.
Absolutely. And a lot of what you see in there is going to be repeat offenders. We saw that at least 65 of the abortion providers that we look at in the report have been cited multiple times for the same violations in subsequent years. So even though they're technically being told they need to fix things, they don't fix them. And so over and over and over again, they get cited for the same thing, and the state does nothing.
The report also features a section of recent years' enforcement problems have been reported in states across the nation, including, again, the worst of the worst, but New Jersey, one of the standout ones. When we say enforcement problems, is that individuals trying to make reports that are stonewalled by officials? Is it officials being blocked by the clinics and the medical practices from getting in and they lawyer up and delay the process? What are some of the enforcement challenges that create that allow all this to go on for as long as it does?
I'd say the biggest enforcement challenge is that many states don't have reporting requirements in the first place. They don't have these safety standards. California, for instance, has practically nothing regulating their abortion industry, and it's one of the largest abortion industries in the state, with the most clinics in their state. but also, it's hard to get some of the more liberal states to take it seriously as a women's health issue because it's seen as such a political one. Just like in Pennsylvania, they might have the laws on the books, but they're not actually putting them into force because they see it as a political issue. And certainly there are some states where you are able to go in and file a report as a concerned citizen with the health department, and it really just depends on whether or not the health department's going to take it seriously. That's something that happened with Gosnell as well. Another doctor who was seeing women that were hurt by Gosnell that were being given STDs and infections because he didn't clean his tools, went to the health department and told them something was wrong here, and they chose to look the other way because they just don't want to get involved.
It's almost where we see all this fear of reporting when we see something suspicious as far as terrorism is concerned, because the person doesn't want to be labeled as an Islamophobe. Almost sounds like people don't want to speak out against some of these horrors in abortion chambers because, oh my God, someone might say I'm against abortion and I'll be stigmatized.
Absolutely, especially when we see the way that the Democratic Party has their allegiance to abortion so tightly woven into their party platform. It's really hard for even a pro-life Democrat to come out and speak about this issue because they are castigated by their own party. And so it's really important that we try to be open and welcoming with those pro-life Democrats who want to really make this an issue. We have to be able to support them because their party won't do it.
Yes, that stigmatizing by Democratic officials. You can think back to former Governor Bob Casey, who came out as pro-life, and they took him off as one of the speakers at that year's Democratic National Convention.
Exactly. It's really hard right now when they're putting this pro-life or pro-choice litmus test on every single candidate, whether it's at the state or local level or the national level. And for me, that was something really hard to kind of come to terms with. I'm from Louisiana, and our Democrats are very pro-life. It's never been an issue. We don't treat it as a political issue. We treat it as a human rights issue, which is what I believe it is. And so it makes the process a lot easier when we're not worried about scoring votes for political purposes, and we're just talking about these individual human beings that need to be protected.
This is a shocking, frightening report, and since we're based in New Jersey, a report of importance because New Jersey is one of the worst states as far as protecting women from the horrors that are detailed in the report, Unsafe, How the Public Health Crisis, America's Abortion Clinics Endangers Women. You can download your copy and make sure that things change and laws on the books get enforced and chambers that are creating these horrors are indeed shut down and proper actions are taken. UnsafeReport.org. Learn more about Americans United for Life at AUL.org. We've been joined by their staff attorney, Deanna Wallace. Deanna, thanks for bringing this to our attention, for being here today.
Thank you so much for having us on.